Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the RIP Tour Podcast. I am your tour guide, Tim. And this is the big one. This is the one we've been waiting for. Hopefully, you guys have been waiting for as well. Welcome to the hype episode. But I can't do this by myself. And we have the full house with us today. So I'm just going to go down in order. Liz, how are you this morning? Bright and early?
Oh, so bright and early. I am trying my best to be cheery because I'm getting a Mai Tai out of this. So, hey, it worked out for me.
Oh, you won on this one for sure. Excellent, excellent. Gary, how are you, sir? How is it over in the UK today?
It's quite warm today. It's like 22 degrees Celsius. I don't know what that is in Fahrenheit, Ash. You might be able to convert.
I think it's like high 70s, I think.
So it's a decent day.
High 70s. This man's complaining about high 70s.
I have cracked a beer because I think I need it for this episode. Depends who annoys me the most on where you have things. But I do want to say as well, I feel bad because Luke was meant to be on this episode. And I messed the dates up. So I'm really, really sorry, Luke. But we're going to get him on before the season starts 100%.
Nice. Excellent. And then finally, Ash, how are you, sir?
Doing good, Tim. Yeah, I am. I'm giddy today because this is my one of the favorite episodes that we do every year. My hype level is through the roof right now, so I am ready to get going.
You ready to lose on your list?
Well, I've got the best list, so we'll see.
I love that every year we come and we're like, I have the best list.
And I'm down in Mai Tai, so there you go.
Well, that's okay. Listen, because you're just going to get one yourself too, so it benefits you.
Yep.
We'll all be sitting there drinking Mai Tais. All right, so this is how it goes. We will start with our hype list for scare zones, and then we will get into the houses as the finale. And then we're going to do this as a backwards list, so 5-1 for zones, and then 10-1 in the mazes or the houses. Sound good?
Sounds fantastic.
Let's do it.
Ash is ready. Let's go. Oh, all right. Everybody's ready. Everybody's ready. All right. So we're starting with the scare zones. So I will start off with my number 5, and I'm ready to piss people off already. You ready?
Ready.
My number 5 hyped scare zone is Jungle of Doom.
What?
Expedition Horror.
All right.
How do we remove Tim from this?
I know.
So here we go. Wait. This is the big reason why. I expect this one to move up. I'm hoping. But there's a couple reasons to this. It's the area. Because in the last few years, I can't walk through this. And then if I do and stop, I get pushed out. So ops, if you're listening, please let people be able to walk through this zone casually and let us stop for a few minutes to watch. That is the only reason this is at number 5.
Okay. I'll forgive you because you said it could be a climber. So
I expect it to climb because it looks amazing. Like the area looks so good.
Yeah.
I'm just worried about crowd control and how ops are going to handle this area again. Am I wrong? Hasn't it been like that for the last couple of years now?
Mm-hmm. No, you're right. Okay. I hear you.
So that's my 5. So let's pass it on to Liz. Liz, what's your number 5?
All right. So my number 5 is Dr. Oddfellow's Collection of Horror. I'm excited to see Dr. Oddfellow, but this entrance zone is usually the most disappointing for me. So I'm just putting that at number 5.
That's fair. All right, Gary, what is your number 5, sir?
Number 5, I have Dark Zodiac.
Damn.
Wow.
Again, it could be a climber, but I'm just not into that theme. It's not something I'm massively familiar with. I've never really noticed like zodiac signs or anything like that. But I hope I'm proven wrong, but something has to go to number 5.
All right, that's fair. I get it. All right, Ash, what's on the number 5 on your wrong list?
It's funny because I thought the scare zones would be very similar between us, but we all have something different. So my number 5 is Shipyard 32, Horrors Unhinged. I do like how they've gone for like a fear take on Oddfellow, where he's been behind, he's the puppeteer for all the, you know, scare actors or monsters that have been in the past, plus new ones. I think it's going to be very similar to the collection of horrors up front, where we're going to see, you know, monsters or scare actors of past. This one, very similar to Liz's reason, it becomes redundant to me being so busy because of the props there that I end up just walking around on the sidewalk anyway. And I think Drew said it perfectly. It's like Hellblock Horror, but on the street, just a mismatch of, you know, different scare acts we've seen over the years into one zone. But yeah, just location plays a big role as well. But that's my number five, Shipyard.
All right, that's fair. That is fair. So we are moving on to number four. Let's just change it up. Let's change the order. So Liz, what's your number four?
All right. Well, my number four is Shipyard 32, basically for all the same reasons Ash just listed. I'm excited to see what creatures we see from the past, but I do feel like it's a little bit of something we've already seen before.
All right. Gary?
So I have Shipyard at number four. Don't get me wrong, I love the theme on this in 1940s San Francisco. And I was all hyped for this until Drew literally said it's Hellblock Horror on the streets. And I was like, really, Drew? But the more I've thought about it, so the props do look cool, but one of the downsides I've put onto this zone is the location. It is a great location, but it's a huge bottleneck. There's some pretty big props in there. So is it going to suffer from people being pushed in, pushed out type things? So again, this one could be a climber. And again, all of them are really hard to rank this year, so it'll probably change, and I want to compare at the end of the season to see where they land. But yeah, number four for now.
Sick. All right. Ash, what about you, sir?
Yep, so mine and Liz's five and four are the opposite way around. I have four, Dr. Oddfellow's Collection of Horror. You're probably going to hear this a lot from the Scare Zone. It's all about location. That's at the front lot. It's not quite down Minions Land right now. It's kind of your bare right. It's going to be in front of the Universe store. So maybe that gives more of a bigger area to work with, hopefully. But I'm just interested to see Dr. Oddfellow in his true form, what kind of, you know, oddities or horrors he's brought with him. That's welcoming you into Horror Night. But yeah, that's going to be my number four, Oddfellow's Collection of Horror.
All right. And then I am also on the same page as Liz and Gary. I have Shipyard 32, Horrors Unhinged at number four. Again, for the same reasons, location, location, location. But I am excited. I can't wait to see like what kind of past creatures and stuff we're going to see in there. So, all right, moving on to number three. Let's start with Mr. Wright himself, Ash.
Yes, I have number three, Dark Zodiac. This has been, I always like the Hollywood Zones. It's more of like a showpiece where they do sets and little mini stages. I think in the last couple of years, it has been the best zone. I think Graveyard Deadly Unrest was the best last year. Prior to that, Eddie's Zone wasn't fantastic, but it was probably the best of a bad bunch that year. I'm interested to see what they're going to do with all the Zodiacs, how they're going to incorporate it into the scare actors. But yeah, this could, I'm going to be honest, this probably could be number one. I think number one, two, three were difficult for me. But I'm just going to put it in the middle there just because I'm a little bit unsure on what we're going to see in terms of the scare actors in there.
All right. That's fair. All right. I'll jump back in at number three. I'm probably going to get hate for this too. And I have Vamp 69, Summer of Blood.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Really?
Well, so here it is. Oh. I feel like we're going to the well one too many times, but it doesn't mean I'm not looking forward to this zone. I think it's going to be fun. I just think it's going to be a repetitive thing that we've seen already.
We're all not talking to you now. Sorry.
It's all good.
I'm just silent treatment-ing you.
It is all good. This is what happens every hype episode because somebody just starts pissing everybody off. So I'm not doing it on purpose. Listen, I'm with everybody. I think all five zones are going to be awesome this year. I really do. But location has some, you know, issues with a couple of the zones. And then this one, I'm like, middle of the road. So, sorry. So let's throw it to Liz.
So my number three is Jungle of Doom. I think the props that they've been putting in there are looking fantastic. I love the bats. Not so much loving the spiders, but, you know, they are creepy. And it's on number three just because even with all those props and sets and potential for story, it's the location for me. It's, I know it's going to be crowded. I know it's going to be hard to watch. So it has to be number three.
All right, that's fair. And then Gary, bring us in for the final one.
Number three, I have Dr. Oddfellow's Collection of Horrors. I know I normally rank this location low, but I'm interested to see a dedicated Dr. Oddfellow zone. I'm interested in the character, and I'm giving this zone a bit more of a chance because it's in a slightly different location. So it doesn't go all the way back. It looks like they've put props a little bit to the side, so that might alleviate a little bit more room to enjoy it. Who knows? So, yeah.
Okay, that's fair. All right. So we got our last two left. So number two, I will jump in. We have Dr. Oddfellow's Collection of Horrors. I'm with Gary. I would have usually put this zone very low just because of the location, but because they have pushed it up a little bit, I'm curious to see, and I'm also curious to see like what is going to be in this area to begin with. So I'm kind of hyped for it. Let's go, Gary.
Hello. Number two?
Number two, sir.
I have Jungle of Doom. This was a little bit lower down. Again, I've probably changed my list about 5-6 times so far. But it was a little bit lower, but then I saw more props get added because at the start, when they added the aeroplane prop, it did not look good. But now it looks brilliant with all the foliage and the leaves and everything added. It looks really cool. And I think this is redemption for the sort of mediocre zones they've had in that location the last couple of years. So I think this is going to be a very, very strong zone.
All right. Let's throw it to Ash.
Yeah, my number two is Vamp 69, Summer of Blood. Just with the props out there, and I think they are going to do a good job of filling the whole space of New York. It's so big, and that's what they've been lacking, you know, in recent times. I think you said it, Tim, as well. The only issue with this is, you know, going to the well a little bit too much. I think they had lightning in a bottle when they did 55. 85 was good. I know Gary preferred 85 to 55, but I think it was weaker, and now they go into it for a third time. So hopefully if they pull it off, it will be good. And then the Discover Universal podcast did do a good piece on it. It is spoiler free if you do want to listen to it. Just kind of elevating the story for it as well. And yeah, I'm just kind of trying to temper expectations a little bit because I think everybody's ready for this. I just hope, like I said, like you said, not going to the well, you know, too many times, and it still works. But yeah, number two is Vamp 69.
All right. That's everybody on number two, right?
No.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Liz.
Okay. Sorry, Liz. You forgot you were awake.
Liz.
Exactly. I was taking a nap.
All right, Liz, what's your number two?
Number two is going to be Dark Zodiac for me. I had a really hard time deciding between one and two. I'm really excited for both of these zones. I think Dark Zodiac is something completely different that we haven't seen before. And I'm hoping that it's the dark and creepy zone that I want to spend the majority of my time in. So this one could, you know, move back and forth on my hype, but at the moment it's at number two.
All right. That's fair. All right. So we're bringing it down to number one. Ash, what is your number one hyped scare zone, sir?
Number one is Jungle of Doom. I just love what's going on in there right now in terms of the props and the foliage and, you know, bats in the trees, the spiders. I just love what's going on in there. It's a little bit contradictory because I'm a big lover of the traditional Halloween that usually goes on in that Central Park area. And I think Gary said it perfectly as well. Hopefully it's a redemption from that zone because, you know, we've not been able to spend enough time in there soaking in a little bit. If they keep the main thoroughfare clear and have the props to the side, that might work a little bit more. But yeah, this is just, I just love what's going on in there, and I think it's going to be a redemption. I'm just looking forward to see what kind of creatures are going to go in there with it.
You get bats. That's kind of traditional, right?
Yeah, but if they put more bats in there, right? And then I think you said it last episode, Tim, if they have like the eyes on there and
they're
kind of twinkling in the, you know, in the dark, that's, that could look really cool. But there's only, I think there's only like two or three up there right now, but yeah, they should fill it.
That'd be awesome.
Yep.
All right, Liz, what about you? Your number one?
Number one is going to be Vamp 69, Summer of Blood. I don't share the same sentiments. I would take as many Vamp zones as they want to give me. Like, I just love this concept. I've loved the previous zones. So give me every single decade. I will still be hyped for it every single time. I can't wait to be at this festival, the music fest.
That's fair.
With all the
Vamps. That's fair. Hey, listen, I wasn't poo-poo-pooing on this zone. That's all. Just saying.
I know. Gary's going to be with me, so.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to get to Gary in a minute. Like I said, though, I really hope that, you know, we're going to see, like, you know, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, that kind of stuff. I think that'll just be fun. Gary, your number one hyped scare zone.
Yeah, I'm the same as Liz. Vamp 69. The theming's just great. I did prefer 85 over 55, but that's just because I love the 80s. It wasn't anything on 55. And I think by doing such a diverse sort of time zone, you know, went from the 50s, the 80s, the 60s. I think it's enough of a time period where we can do something totally different. And for me, a scare zone isn't necessarily somewhere where I'm getting scared constantly. It's somewhere where I can have fun. I can chill out and grab a beer. I can people watch. And I think Vamp has all of that in the package. And if it's anything like 85, we're going to pretty much get a little bit of a stage show as well, which I think is what Horror Nights has been missing, something on the streetmosphere. So I think that'll add into it as well. So very excited for that.
Yeah, awesome. And then my number one is Dark Zodiac. That's it.
Oh, wow. So I did upset you already then.
No, not at all. No, I just honestly, I feel like Dark Zodiac is kind of still of an unknown. And I think that's what intrigues me the most out of the zones. Like, I don't know. It's kind of giving me a steampunk feel, just the way the props look in that area right now. But I just want to see what, like, other stuff is going to be put in there and kind of check it out. But I think this could be fun. And it's going to get the love because it's in Hollywood. So,
yeah.
Agreed. That's it. Those are the scare zones. That's it. We're done. See you later, everybody. No, I'm just kidding.
Bye.
I'm just kidding. All right. So let's just do a little quick rundown. So my five zones are going from 5 to 1. Jungle of Doom, Shipyard 32, Vamp 69, Dr. Oddfellows, and Dark Zodiac. Liz, what is yours in order?
Mine are number 5, Dr. Oddfellows Collection of Horror, then Shipyard 32, Jungle of Doom at number 3, Dark Zodiac, and number 1, Vamp 69, Summer of Blood.
It's okay to be wrong. Gary, you're up. I'm just kidding, Liz.
So at number 5, I have Dark Zodiac. Number 4, Shipyard. Number 3, Dr. Oddfellow. Number 2, Jungle of Doom. And number 1, and arguably the greatest zone, is Vamp 69.
Okay. Ash, and you for your top 5?
backwards 5 to 1, Shipyard 32, Oddfellow's Collection of Horror, or if you're American, Horror, Dark Zodiac, Vamp 69, and then Jungle of Doom.
Sorry, Ash, I couldn't help laugh the way you said that.
Ash has got that accent now where he actually is half American, half British.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. Okay, so there's the zones. Like I said, I think all the zones are going to be awesome. I just think that maybe they're going to have maybe some... a couple issues here and there, but hopefully everything gets proven wrong. I'm excited. I mean, overall, are you guys excited? Like, nothing out of these zones you're like, ugh, right? I feel like everyone is excited for every zone.
Oh yeah.
No matter how we ranked them.
Yeah, I'm very excited for the zones this year.
Yeah, they've nailed them. I mean, last few years there has been zones where everybody's thought, but this year there's nothing on that list that I'm not excited to look at.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm the same. Just echo what they've said.
Cool. Awesome.
The only thing with this location, Tim, is the only thing, though, isn't it? You know, that can sometimes hamper a zone, but that's it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you kind of get bottlenecked in sometimes, or it's just not, you know, feasible to get through. I don't know. It's just weird.
So there's one thing I just want to say on the whole like hype and ranking thing is that when people build these lists, it's nothing against scare actors personally. It's just what people are most excited for. I know that, you know, there has been tweets out there where people aren't a fan of ranking, but I think it's fun to make a list. And most people are talking about the theme of the house and not exactly talking about the scare actors, because we know they all do amazing regardless of where the house ranks.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. It's the content, not the actors.
Correct.
100%. Yeah. Just wanted to get that out there.
Yeah. No, agree. Great point. Yeah. The scare actors are always going hard. Doesn't matter if it's in a scare zone or a house. So, all right. We're doing the houses next. Are you guys ready?
Yep.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun.
All right. Let's start from the bottom this time. Ash, you're up first. What is your number 10?
Wow.
10. Hype Towels. I'm sorry.
Starting from the bottom for the top list, right? I think that's what we're doing here. But just a disclaimer, this was so difficult. I think Mazes 2 to 9 could be in any order. I think I've changed it about 50 times. But something has to be last. So number 10 for me is The Exorcist Believer. Part of me wanted to rank it a little bit higher after seeing the movie trailer. It was, you know, pretty good. And they can pull from the trailer just because that's out there in the open. We might get another one prior to opening night as well. Also, the Universal announcement as well. They had the Exorcist Believer on property, their commercial, which, you know, raised the expectation, raised the hype a little bit, but it didn't quite jump higher than maybe I wanted it to. But just out of the unknown, really, and what they can actually do with a maze that's not even a movie yet. So yeah, it's got to go number 10, Exorcist.
I'm actually kind of shocked that you're 10.
Yeah.
That's all I'll say for that. All right, Gary, for you, number 10.
So my number 10 is The Darkest Deal. I think it's rare for me to have an original sort of ranked at the bottom, usually. But I just feel like this is just like the Horror Nights version of the Pixar movie Soul. again, it could be an early climber. I've got to go through it, but you know, this is the one where when I read it, it was the one that I didn't sort of think that sounds amazing. So again, it was hard to rank. The list changed so many times, but something had to be at number 10, and it's unfortunately this.
All right, that's fair. This is true. Something's got to be at number 10. All right, Liz, what is at your number 10?
You know, I kind of wish we were filming this one, because I think it would have been funny to see each other's faces, because my shock face that I just gave at Gary's number 10. But my number 10 is the same as Ash. I am going with The Exorcist Believer. This one is just not something I'm looking forward to seeing, because I haven't seen the movie. I don't know what I'm going into. It's just going to be a solid 10 for me.
All right, that's fair. You're both wrong, but okay. So that brings it to me. My number 10 is Blood Moon Dark Offerings.
Oh.
Again, with a shock face.
Okay, so listen. I hope this one climbs the ranks, but I'm just worried that we're getting a coming part two.
Fair,
is that fair?
Yep. That's fair. Yep.
I'm not looking forward to it. Did I say that correctly? I am looking forward to this. I'm looking forward to all the houses. I just feel like this one is just my least hyped. Again,
Tim, let me ask you a question real quick, Tim.
Yes, sir.
The Discover Universal podcast, have you listened to the latest episode?
I have not. Okay. I told you I was trying to stay away from them because I didn't really want to hit any spoilers in case.
Yeah, I don't think. Have you listened to it, Gary?
Yeah, I thought it was brilliant. It was so
really
cool.
Yeah, it was really good.
Okay, so do I need to listen? Is it spoiler free?
No, spoiler free.
Story. It's just the backstory of how the house came to be.
Oh, yep. So are you trying to tell me I should listen to this because it's going to change my.
Possibly.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair. All right. Well, I haven't listened to it. I wasn't planning on listening to it. So that's why it's at number 10. I'm just kind of worried we're like. I hope this is a fix from last year. Like, hey, sorry, we made the first half of Coven awesome, and then the second half, we don't know what the hell we were doing. So let's get it right this time. All right, fair. Number nine. Let's go to Liz. Liz, what's at your number nine?
My number nine is Chucky. I am more excited now than I was when it was first announced, because we got a little bit of information about what we can expect in the house. And it's an original take on Chucky, more than just pulling straight from the TV show. But with everything else that's coming, there's no other spot for it other than nine on my list.
That's fair. Gary, what about you, sir?
So I have Blood Moon Dark Offerings. And again, I am excited to go through this house. I am more excited now that I listened to the sort of audio storybook. And again, you know, something had to be at number nine, I guess. But I just hope that this isn't a sort of repeat of American Horror Story Roanoke and then the original Roanoke house. I just hope that it's something totally different. Now, again, I probably could have changed this after listening, but I thought I'd already changed my list that many times. I would just keep it the way it was. So again, this could rise, because the backstory is really interesting.
That's fair. All right. I'll jump in at my number nine. My number nine is The Darkest Deal. Gary, do we just have ours flip-flopped?
AKA Soul.
So yeah. Far.
I just feel like there's not enough info for this one for me to really make any kind of judgment either way. So it'll sit at number nine for now until I get through it. And then hopefully, you know, there is a rise or two. All right. So who's that leave? Ash?
Yep. Nice little segue. I also have Darkest Deal at number nine.
Nice.
Similar to you, Tim. It's more of the unknown than anything. So this could be a climber. I do like the idea of it. You know, it's a nice little idea in terms of the backstory. You know, I think they said the collector takes his, you know, soul or whatever in exchange for musical glory. I assume the collector will be the devil or even Oddfellow here if they're going to weave him in. But yeah, more of the unknown than anything.
All right. That's fair. All right. So we got 10 and 9. So we're going at number 8. Gary, let's go to you, sir. What is your number 8?
My number 8 is Chucky, Ultimate Killer Count. It's just I've never been a huge Chucky fan. I did talk about this on the announcement episode. I've never been a huge Chucky fan. I did love, however, season one of the TV show. Season two was a hard watch for me. I had to plow through that to try and get that finished. I just didn't think the storyline was great. But again, I'm still excited to see this and see if they do something different with the Chucky property, with it not being based on the movies, because the TV show was quite enjoyable. And there is a few different variations of Chucky as well from the TV show that I hope we get to see.
Nice. I'll jump in at number 8 because it's the same. Mine is Chucky as well. I loved season 1 of the show. I still have not watched season 2. I'm kind of worried to watch season 2 now. but this probably would have been my number 10 if it wasn't for the description that got released when everything was dropped. Because the whole Chucky coming in and trying to find out why nobody's getting killed, and he's going to basically take over the show, is what it seems like, and make sure that things are going on properly in the house. So I think that's why it's up a little bit higher than the bottom. So I'm looking forward to Chucky, even though I'm not a huge fan, but I'm looking forward to this one. Who we got left? Liz?
Mine is going to be Blood Moon Dark Offerings, pretty much for the same reason you guys had it low on your list. I'm excited based on the story. I think the story definitely established more of what we'll be seeing in the house, but it does feel reminiscent to the previous Roanoke iterations we've seen from AHS and just the original house. So not as high on my list. I'm still excited for it. This is where it gets tricky for me. Basically, 1 through 8, it's tricky for me, but that's where I'm at.
All right, cool. And then, Ash, what you got at 8?
Yep, so my 8 is Dr. Oddfellow, Twisted Origins, is my number 8.
I am shocked.
Wow.
Wow. Yes, Liz, say it. Wow.
Yeah, it's like Liz just said, it's so tough ranking. It was middle of the pack. It did drop a little bit. I think the zones with Oddfellow weaved in are going to be very strong. There's always something kind of lacking when it comes to like an icon of the event. It's usually the maze. So hopefully I'm wrong, and hopefully, you know, it ends up higher on the list. But yeah, I just don't know. And there's just the old new kind of lore and new concepts around Oddfellow as well. I think that might get lost on me a little bit as well. It's more of an original as opposed to taking original from lore we already know from the past. I think it's going to be a new take on it. So that's why I'm not really that hyped about it. But yeah, with a heavy heart, Dr. Oddfellow, number 8 on my list.
All right. Man, I am shocked, honestly. Mm. Whew. All right, number 7. Liz, start us off. What's your number 7?
My number 7 is Darkest Deals. So I want to love this house. It's just not much information about it yet. I do think we're getting a podcast on it. Ash, do you think, is that happening?
It is. I think that's next week, isn't it?
Yeah, so maybe after that podcast, it'll jump up on my list. But for now, it's just one of the ones we know the least about. So it's number 7 for me.
That makes sense. Gary?
My number 7 is The Exorcist Believer. The trailer did look really, really good. I do tend to enjoy Blumhouse movies. They all have that same sort of vibe. But I'm just wondering how much can we actually see of the movie without seeing the movie? Like, the movie doesn't come out until the event's almost finished or halfway through. So how much of the actual movie can they show us in the house other than what's in the trailer? And if they do show us other stuff, how are we expected to relate to it being an IP when we've never seen it before? Agreed. That makes sense.
Yeah, totally makes sense. I get it. Ash, what about you, sir? What's your number 7?
Yeah, this is going to be Chucky Ultimate Kill Count. When I read the description, it did jump. I think if they would have done, I did enjoy the TV series. If they would have done just the TV series seasons 1 and 2, it probably would have been number 10, maybe number 9, maybe. But just because they're doing more of a meta approach on it, because Chucky is so self-referential where he can go to the maze that they're doing and then he's kind of messing it up. There's going to be a lot of kills in here, just given the name Ultimate Kill Count. Hopefully we see maybe some of the kills from the TV show, because some of those were really clever the way they did those, and some of the Chuckies we saw from the TV show as well. I don't think it's going to be the TV show the whole way through, but that version of Chucky is going to be what we're seeing in the maze. So yeah, a little bit of a climber just because of the description of it.
That's fair. I like that. Where are we at? Number 7? Right? I'm left, correct?
Yes.
You all went. Okay. So I have The Exorcist at number 7 as well as Gary. Gary, our listener is looking very similar right now.
I am so surprised at how similar.
I am shocked. I have a feeling, though, 1 through 6 is going to be totally different.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I'm with Gary. I thought the trailer looked good. And what I think boosted this a little bit more for me is because this isn't going to just be like The Exorcist with, you know, Reagan in a bedroom in 500 different scenes. You know what I'm saying? We don't really know what this is going to be. And according, like, if you watch the trailer, it doesn't just happen in a bedroom. It's various spots. So I'm kind of looking forward to it. I like The Exorcist. I love the franchise. I don't know. I guess I love that, like, demonic horror. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right. So now we're moving on to number 6. I will start off, and this is where we start losing everybody. So my number 6 is Universal Monsters Unmasked.
Oh, we've just lost half the audience.
Yeah, well, wow. You know, I think, and it's just middle of the pack for me right now. I love the monsters, but I'm not a huge fan of the monsters that are picked in this one. How's that? I really was looking forward to somebody else. And we all know who it is. It's Gilman.
Yes.
I really wish, like, I hope he's going to get his due. I don't know. Hopefully it blows me away. I'm sure it will, because I feel like the Monsters House, like, set wise has always been just super, super fire. Like, just amazing. I just have it at 6. I'm just not as hyped as some of the other houses. Is that fair? Like, I'm not fair. Like, I love the monsters, but I just, maybe it'll rise for me. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. All right, Ash, what about you? What's that, your number 6?
Number six is going to be Yeti Campground Kills. This,
what the hell, get out of here. What is wrong with you?
I think this is going to be the comedy house of that. Obviously, Chucky will have elements of that, of course. I think this will be the more comedic element. I know we're going to have baby Yetis in there as well. I know we've seen that on the... yeah, so that's going to be pretty cool. Now, a funny thing just with the podcast as well, it's not spoiler-free, but this is going to be Bigfoot, not Yetis. They've been calling them Yetis every single year, just more of an inside joke. Because I think the... Terror of the Yukon, I think they were Sasquatches, but they just call them Yetis anyway. And this year's Bigfoot, but they're just calling them Yetis, more of an inside joke. But yeah, I think just tapping that well, maybe a little bit too much. I'm sure it's going to be good. And I think, like I said, it's going to be comedic. So that company together could make for a good house, but I think it could rise or fall, to be honest with you. So it's sort of in the middle of the pack.
All right, that's fair. Sorry. Gary, what about you?
My number six is Yeti Campground Kills.
Smart guy.
What is wrong with you two?
So one through six were really hard to rank. Like Ash says, I think this will be the comedic house. I love the theme of the 1950s campground. Made me think of, even though it was from the 80s, sort of Jason vibes. Mm-hmm. But again, the rest of the houses were that strong that I found this one hard to place. So I think number six is a fair place for it, to be fair.
All right, Liz, what do you got at number six?
All right, so I just want to preface that for me, the hardest ones to rank were 3 through 6. So these, I have no idea what they'll actually end up at, but this is where I'm starting, and this is where I'm going to start making people mad. My number six is The Last of Us.
Oh my God, I need to leave. I'm leaving right now. What?
I'm sorry. So like I said, 3 through 6, very, very, very tough for me. I am excited for all of these houses, so it's nearly impossible to rank. But I have to go with Last of Us because I have some other ones that I'm really excited for, and I have some originals that I'm really excited for. This one could be easily tied for like number two hype and just have 4 on number two for me. But yes, Last of Us, I'm super excited for it. I love the game. I've now watched the show. I am excited for it. It just couldn't be higher on my hype list than some of the originals that are coming. So I'm sorry.
Oh, it's all good. I get it. I have a feeling this one will rise for you, though.
Just, you know, that scene in Star Wars where Obi-Wan Kenobi's speaking to Anakin and he says, "You are meant to bring Palin." Liz was meant to bring to this show, but she just didn't.
Oh man, Liz is our Anakin. Holy cow. Okay, has everybody gone for number six? Yes, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, here we go. Top five. Woo. Let's go Gary this time. Gary, what's at your number five?
My number five is Dr. Oddfellow. And again, this could have flipped between Yeti and Oddfellow. They both could flip. They have several times when I've been doing my list. I maybe should have, instead of just moving them, I should have just made version 1, 2 to 100 so I could see where they were previously. But yeah, these could both flip. It's an interesting original, but like Ash says, they've sort of changed the lore. And we've got 5 zones that already feature him as well. So is too much of one thing a bad thing, or is it a good thing? I don't know.
Guess we shall find out. Well, I'm going to jump in too, because I also have Dr. Oddfellow at number 5. Gary, but seriously, our lists are very similar.
Did you copy a little bit?
Maybe I was looking over your shoulder in school, you know, behind you.
Copy me homework, but change it up a little bit.
Yeah, I'm excited for this one just because, you know, I get to see, and I know they added to the lore, but at least I get to see, you know, some of the history behind HHN. And I'm very excited to see like what is going to be in this house. Bring it on. All right, Ash, what is your number five?
Number five, I think I have this the highest out of all of us. I think it's Blood Moon, Dark Offerings. Give me the Roanoke 2.0, you know, I know we have it in American Horror Story, Cannibal Colony, we had it 24. This, what we need is a blood and guts and gore house. We haven't had one for a while that really says we are in Halloween Horror Nights. They've kind of not softened the approach a little bit, but, you know, more scenic and more aesthetically beautiful sets as opposed to like real gruesome gore scares. So yeah, let's get some blood, some guts, some gore in this house. I'm really, really looking forward to this one. And the podcast, great episode, gives all the backstory to this maze as well. Definitely check it out. The production value for a 15-minute, you know, little story is fantastic. But yeah, give me all the guts, give me all the gore. That's why this is a little bit higher.
All right, cool. I could see that. I hope this is a gore house. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
All right, Liz, what is your number five?
I am with Tim and Gary, and my number five is Dr. Oddfellow. So, hey, look at us.
All right.
But yeah, I have a fear that it's going to be a little too similar to other carnival houses we've seen, kind of like carnival graveyard vibes. But I'm excited to see, you know, an icon house and what story they give us. It's just kind of middle of the road for me.
All right, that's fair. All right, getting into the top four now. Let's go, Ash. What is your number four hyped house?
Yep, number four is The Last of Us. I am excited.
Oh my God. Sorry, I had to clear myself here.
So we've seen so many post-apocalyptic takes, right, on mazes over the last, well, especially the last decade and change, right, considering we had The Walking Dead. I know it's a completely different property, considering we had Walking Dead for so long. So they've done that. They've done the post-apocalyptic take. Why this is high on my list, I love the TV show, I love the video game, and it's from a specific area of the video game that I think will translate very well into a maze. So yeah, if they kind of do their own twist and really nail it for the kind of look of vibe, it's going to be good. But one to probably eight actually is so difficult to rank. But Last of Us, number four.
Wow. Well, on that note, Liz, what is your number four?
So my number four is much less controversial. My number four is Yeti Campground Kills. Woo! I love the Terror of the Yukon. I think the snowy setting was great. I'm excited to see them at a campground with the 1950s. Obviously, that's one of my favorite eras, so bring it on. I hope it has like a very national park forest vibe to it. But yeah, it's at number four just because we've seen the Yetis before, and I hope it's not too much of a repeat. But it's one of my favorite original quote-unquote IPs that they keep bringing back. So yeah, I'm here for it.
That's fair. All right, I'm going to jump in at number four too, because mine is also Yeti Campground Kills. nice I'm with choice. You, Liz. I love the last Yeti house, the Terror of the Yukon. Like, that was so much fun. I expect this to just be just as fun. This is probably going to be the comedy house, if I had to take a guess as well. Who doesn't love Yetis? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. Gary, what is your number four?
My number four is Universal Monsters. Again, these were so hard to rank, but last year's Monsters went hard, and the sets were huge, so I'm hoping the follow suit this year. But going into the Paris Catacombs is the one that nailed me, and it dragged me in. I hope they make that really claustrophobic. I hope you get tunnels. I hope you get walls full of skulls, and I'm really excited to see the Invisible Man, or maybe not see the Invisible Man.
You're not going to see him. Come on now. All right. So everybody's gone for number four, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Just making sure. Whew. Gary, I am like in total shock at how similar our list is right now.
The first time since we've done the show that it's happened.
Ever. Yeah. Like, I can't believe it. So now I know the final three is the final three the same. We're going to see, I guess, huh?
I've got a feeling this is where it's going to vary.
Yeah, probably. And again, just like everybody has said, though, like doing 1 through 6, 1 through 7, maybe 1 through 8 is probably the most difficult to do. So because anything could flip flop and anything could go up or go down. All right. So here it is. The top three. I will start us off at number three. Dueling Dragons, Choose Thy Fate. I am super excited to see what they do having a previous attraction as a haunted house. I think this is going to be brilliant. There's multiple paths, right? Going fire and ice, if I am not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be Merlins and wizards and dragons and castles. I mean, it just, I don't know. I love it. I think it's going to be awesome. I can't wait to see what this looks like. And I hope there are two huge dragons in this house at some point. So that is my number three.
Nice.
All right, Liz, what is your number three?
My number three is Universal Monsters Unmasked. I have loved the previous Monsters houses, and these are some of my favorites. I love Phantom of the Opera, so I cannot wait to go to the Opera House, go through the catacombs, see what they're going to do with the Invisible Man. And I just, unlike Tim, who is not excited for the monsters in this one, I am super stoked for the monsters in this one. So yeah, it's my number three.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Just hurt me a little bit. It's fine.
I'm not trying to hurt anybody. I hope it surprises me and I hope it's amazing, which I think it's going to be. I just, you know, that whole 1 through 8, you know, kind of tough to put everything where you want it.
It truly is.
So, all right, Gary, what is your number three?
My number three is The Last of Us. I absolutely love the TV show. I'm probably 75-80% through the game. Absolutely loving it. Playing the game, it gave me a huge Descendants vibe, especially when they were through like the subway and stuff like that. So if they built that for an original, what are we going to get for an IP, especially something as big as The Last of Us? So I am hyped. I want clicker noises in my ears. I want a dark tunnel where you can't hear anything but clicker noises. I want to be terrified.
I'm with you, dude. I love it. All right, Ash, what is your number three?
Okay, so you guys all know me. People listening probably know me by now. So this may sound very strange to people, but Stranger Things 4 is going to be... yeah, Stranger Things 4 is my number three. Now, listen, 1, 2, and 3 were so difficult. I've been flip-flopping them. And yeah, this is the best season to pull from for a haunted house, no question. Just the subject material in season 4 is the best by far to translate into a house. And I am just looking for a major redemption from the volume 2 that we had. In 29, I think they're going to pull out all the stops here to make this so iconic and such a good maze. It probably could be number 1, 2, or 3, and it's probably going to end there by the end of the season. It's going to be fantastic. I just know it is. But it's just the top three for me were so strong. But yeah, just slots in nicely. Number 3, Stranger Things 4.
I'm quite shocked, honestly.
Yeah,
I thought that would have been your number 1. All right. Getting down to it now. We've got two houses to go. All right, Ash, start us off. What is your number 2 house?
Yep, number 2 is Universal Monsters Unmasked. Now, this is the 29th. Yeah, this is the 4th year now we've had monsters at the event. It doesn't feel tired at all. You know, they keep knocking them out of the park. I'll keep welcoming them to the event. Even Bride of Frankenstein Lives is one of my favorite mazes now of all time. I absolutely adore that maze. Subject, you guys have covered it. The Paris Catacombs, the Opera House. I love the monsters. Well, the Universal Monsters plus Jekyll and Hyde who are featured. I really, really like those as opposed to the big headliner that we all know usually. And the graphic as well. I just like it. I hope we get that on sort of a T as well, that graphic for the announcement. But yeah, Universal Monsters Unmasked. I can't wait for this one. This could have been 1, 2, or 3, but love it, love it.
All right, Gary, what's your number 2?
My number 2 is Dueling Dragons. Like you, Tim, I am very excited. I think since we talked to Julie Zimmerman a few years ago, we always wanted that 2-path house. And I am so excited that I finally get to experience it, especially something based on something that Universal created as part of Islands of Adventure. And next year, I want a port of entry house. I don't know how they're going to do it. I don't know how they would make it work, but I just want to walk through a port of entry.
Nice. All right, Liz, what's your number 2?
My number 2 is going to be Stranger Things 4. So
Get out.
I was begging for this to be a house last year, and so I'm really glad it's coming this year. I think season four has just so much potential for scenery. It's definitely the IP that I'm most excited for. And it's definitely in that it could be one, it could be two, but I just had to put an original on number one because that's me, that's my brand. But I am here for Stranger Things 4 at number two. Very excited for it.
All right, all right. I also have Stranger Things 4 at number two. I am excited. We need a redo from the last house because, man, that first one was amazing. The second one, not sure what happened. And I'm glad it's just one season. We're not mashing up different seasons again. Maybe 1 year when after the season five comes, maybe they'll do a total mashup of the whole series. Who knows? But I have a feeling they know that they need to hit this one out of the park. So I have a good feeling that that's going to happen. Yeah, so that's my number two. So
definitely agreed.
Yeah. All right. So this is it, guys. We are down to the number one hyped house on your list. I'm going to let Gary take us home. So Gary, what is your number one?
Everybody's expecting it. Everybody knows it before I even say it's Stranger Things 4. I am totally obsessed with Stranger Things, which is why I'm very surprised Ash had it ranked so low on his list.
Wow, he just told you it was so low.
Yeah, really. Can't believe he had it so, low. But season one was the perfect house. It was perfect in every sense. The thing I think let season the second house down was the mashup, like you said, Tim. Because season three was the bigger season out of the two, I think everybody wanted the season three, you know, like a 70-30 split. So I think the second house would have done a lot better if it was more season three than two. Maybe use season two as a transition into three instead of the other way around. But I think this season, season four, it really took a turn in the horror direction. And Stranger Things houses have been known to be more visually stunning than scary. This year, I think we're going to get both. I think it's going to be scary, and I think it's going to be big. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be amazing.
I agree. Not a shock at your number one, that's for sure.
Oh, definitely. I didn't even have to say anything.
Yeah. I'm going to leave Liz and Ash. I'm going to go next. We're going to let them bring it home. So, obviously, my number one is The Last of Us. I am so excited about this house. I know some of you are not, but I cannot wait to see clickers and bloaters in this house. I have loved this game since it came out. I thought it would make a great house. I'm so excited that they are finally bringing it to life and that it is based off the video game. Not that the show wasn't bad. I love the show. The show was great. It just didn't have as much action as the video game does. And I agree with what Ash said earlier about Pittsburgh being a very, very good section of that video game, if that's where they're basing this whole house on. So I think it's going to be amazing. Gary, yes, I hope we get a hallway where it's just nothing but pitch dark and it's just clicker noises in your ear, because I feel like that is going to creep me out.
100%.
That sounds terrifying.
Oh, yes. So I have to think that Gary is right, that that's going to be in this house somewhere. So that is my number one. All right, we'll leave Mr. Wrong, Right List or whatever till last. So, Liz, what is your number one?
Well, his list has to be right because we have the same number one house. It's Dueling Dragons, Choose Thy Fate. I love originals at Horror Nights, and I feel like this is going to be the scenic house that you're just going to walk through and be in awe of all the design they've put into it. I loved Dueling Dragons, the original ride, and that queue was always such an immersive experience, so I can't wait to experience it again, but this time with like full story and scares and atmosphere and multiple paths. We haven't had that in years and years and years, so I am so stoked for this one.
Excellent. All right, Ash, bring it home. What's your number one, sir?
Oh, number one, same as Liz, Dueling Dragons, Choose Thy Fate. Like, how unbelievable is this that they're taking something that a property from an extinct property now, actually, and then turning that in to a haunted house? I just cannot wait for this. If I mean, there's a lot of newer fans now as well who may have not have been on the attraction in the past as well. We did have Merlinwood over at the Lost Continent, which is now obviously Harry Potter land, which is over in there. But so much stuff they can do here. We had the skeletons in the crypt. We had the guy hanging over the top that was frozen. At the end, you know, you choose your fate in there. Also, what has to be in there is the enchanted stained glass windows. That was part of the pre-show. There was three stained glass windows. One was Blizzrock, one was Pyrock, and then in the middle was the castle. But they were interactive. They've had stained glass windows in tons of mazes before. So if they can do the interactive stained glass windows there, and just a dual path at the end on the podcast, I think they said two separate kind of endings with four endings in those two endings, if that makes sense. But just unbelievable how they've gone to this. And I mean, I could talk all day, so I apologize if I'm waffling here. But also as well, the Enchanted Oak Tavern, that was like a hollowed out tree as well, where you could eat in there. There was live entertainment. If they could maybe get the tree in there as well, that we can maybe walk through. I don't know how they do that, but I just want everything that they had over in Merlinwood. But yeah, I'm going to start before I take us too long here. But Dueling Dragons.
You're a waffle.
I'm just everything in my head now, from the queue, from the attraction. Everything's just bouncing around in my head. That's why I'm just kind of spitting off everything I want in there. But
yeah,
amazing. How they've taken this is just unbelievable.
What if they had a little bit of the soundtrack from that area, right when you walk in the house too? I would die of happiness.
Oh, I think they have to, right? They have to put some of that.
Who's so good.
Oh my God. Yeah. But
there it is. The hype list for all of us. So we're going to go around again. Let's do 10 to 1. Just read off your list real quick, just so we can kind of review. So here's mine. Number 10, Blood Moon Dark Offerings. Number 9, The Darkest Deal. 8 is Chucky. 7, The Exorcist. 6 is Universal Monsters. 5 is Dr. Oddfellows. Number 4 is Yeti. 3 is Dueling Dragons, 2 Stranger Things, and number 1 is Last of Us. Liz, what is yours?
Okay, I have number 10, Exorcist, number 9, Chucky, number 8, Blood Moon, Dark Offerings, number 7, Darkest Deals, number 6, Last of Us, I'm sorry, Tim, number 5, Dr. Oddfellow, number 4, Yeti, number 3, Universal Monsters Unmasked, number 2, Stranger Things, and 1, Dueling Dragons, Choose Thy Fate.
Nice. All right, Gary, your list, sir.
At number 10, I have The Darkest Deal. Number 9, Blood Moon. Number 8, Chucky. 7, The Exorcist. 6, Yeti. 5, Dr. Oddfellow. 4, Munsters. 3, The Last of Us. 2, Dueling Dragons. And number 1, Stranger Things 4.
Awesome. And then Ash, bring us home.
Yep, 10 to 1, Exorcist Believer. The Darkest Deal, Dr. Oddfellow, Twisted Origins, Chucky, Ultimate Kill Count, Yeti, Campground Kills, Blood Moon, Dark Offerings, The Last of Us, Stranger Things 4, Universal Monsters Unmasked, and Dueling Dragons, Choose Thy Fate.
Nice. I think a lot of people are going to have Dueling Dragons up in their upper echelon of their hype list, honestly, especially everybody that has been through that attraction in the past.
Yeah.
Like, what a brilliant idea to, like, just bring an attraction to life as a haunted house.
So amazing. Good. Yeah. And I hope we get, like Gary said as well, if we could do, so because all the over islands, like the port of entry, that whole has a huge backstory as well. So if we could do something like that as well and bring that over, just keep taking that lore, that'd be great.
Nice. Liz, would you like to take us through some of the responses and maybe emails that we have gotten from our hyped house list from other people?
Absolutely. So we have some folks from Twitter who wrote us back on their hype lists, and we're going to start with DNRCRS. And they said, come on, it's got to be Dueling Dragons. The possibilities are endless and they're all rad. If they really target the fans and do the stained glass as a facade, it could easily be remembered as a top 5 facade. And that is so true.
Ooh. Amazing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. Nice.
Then we've got Rags von Grimm, who said, "It's my first time going to HHN from the UK after being obsessed for years. Excited for all, but Stranger Things 4 is tip top. Love the show with all my heart, and to experience the best and scariest series as a house is just too perfect."
Nice. I like it.
Thank you.
After Gary and Ash's heart there.
For sure.
So Lexi Rexy said, I'm extremely excited for Yeti Campground Kills. I'm excited to see them take a campy route for the Yeti house. Compared to Yeti Terror of the Yukon, that house definitely scared me really good.
I agree. I think this is going to be a very campy house.
Yes, we have Megatron G13. This year's lineup for hype is so difficult. Number one is a tie between Monsters Unmasked, Yeti, and Stranger Things. I can't wait to see everyone in the fog.
Good list.
And then we have an email from Javier, who chose a different house. He's very excited for The Darkest Deal. The story about a blues musician in Mississippi selling his soul for glory sounds cool and hopefully scary. I wouldn't be surprised if the collector is actually Oddfellow, which Ash, I think, mentioned during his. It could be.
Yep. Yep.
So yeah, that's what we've got.
Excellent. 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 All right. So how hyped are you guys?
So hyped.
Yeah, Ash, how many days out? How many days out are we now?
19, is it? Yeah, 19 days.
That is crazy. We're in the teens. 19 days, less than 3 weeks out. Oh, I can't wait. I cannot wait.
So soon.
I know. Gary, one of these years, we really need you to come over.
And Gary's like, yeah, weekend. Great, guys.
I know why you don't come over for opening weekend, but man, one of these years, you got to come over for opening weekend.
Yeah, maybe one year. We'll see.
Yeah. All right. But that's it. That's our hype lists. We hope you loved them or hope you hated them.
One or the other.
I mean, I feel like it's fun to hate on lists because it's just fun because it's like, you know, why do you have that there? You know,
I have to say that I've listened to this show that you guys produce all the time. It was fun to actually be here and just get to call you out in the moment rather than just listening being angry
and yelling at your
typing at you, and, texting
yeah,
you
and yelling at us and be like, damn you, why did you do this?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, this is one of the best episodes. This is just a fun episode to go through. So, yeah. All right. Anybody got anything else before we get out of here? Gary?
Nothing from me. Although I have just saw something on Twitter there, which...
Yes.
So do you know how in the tribute store they do the photo thing that you can buy to be displayed?
Yeah.
I have a feeling Ash is going to do this one this year.
Oh, you mean they've actually announced one finally?
Yep. So this year you get to have your face on a comic book.
Oh.
No, like a creep show type thing.
Yep. And then at the end, you get a whole full comic book to keep.
Oh, yep, Tim.
Oh, gosh.
There's five colors to choose from as well.
I'm looking at the pictures now. Holy cow. These are awesome.
Yep. So I think I'm going to have to get one of you guys to do this for me, I think, because you have to be in the park, I think.
Yeah, and I guess it started today because I see the actual sign. This looks like it's out in front of Five and Dime, but it also says at Hollywood Tribute Store.
We have our theme for the Tribute Store this year.
Yeah, I agree. Five and Dime, Hollywood Tribute Store, and All Hallows Eve Boutique are the three locations that you can do this at.
Nice, yeah.
So it looks awesome. Really cool.
Yeah, those look cool. Yeah, Ash, you're going to be all over this.
I know.
All right, Liz, anything from you?
No, I'm just super excited. 19 days to go. Can't wait to be in the fog.
Yes. And then Ash?
Yeah, nothing really to add, but I did really like this year's freestyle and Blinky Cup. We're not going to dwell on it, but I really like it this year. But there you go. That's it.
True. And then finally for me, I actually just want to give a big shout out to Rock'em Socks because they sent us RIP tour socks. And holy cow, they're amazing.
So good.
Yep.
So good. And they sent us a bunch, so we are going to be able to give some away as some prizes. We just haven't figured out how we're going to do this yet. But we do have some RIP tour socks that are going to be given away. We've got buttons. We've got stickers. I actually was just telling the guys before we were coming on that I have everybody's bag all set with equal amount of buttons and stickers. I am just waiting for the last sticker to arrive, which will be tomorrow. So we will have two different stickers, two different buttons. Man, what a year.
Cannot wait now.
Yeah. But that's it. Let's see. You know what? Just because Liz got up early today, I'm going to ask her, where can we find us at?
That is so rude. Well, you can find us at RIP Tour Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Threads. We have a Discord and we have a YouTube. Did I already say YouTube? I don't know.
I don't think so.
Okay. And then also we have some really amazing shirts on Spreadshirt right now. Gary knocked it out of the park with some designs this year. So definitely go check those out for Vamp 69, for Zodiac. They're amazing.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. All right, guys. We've got just a few more weeks, less than 3 weeks left. We'll have a few more episodes out before we hit the fog. We have some big plans for opening weekend. We have some big plans over the event as well that we will share soon. But that's it. We're going to see you all in the fog very, very soon. So we will talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.